For the question on data, which I'll speak about briefly, I mean, as I was highlighting in my intervention, that people are impacted differently by ERW. So we know, for example, that girls are impacted differently to boys. And so this question of data disaggregation also comes back to the question on progress that was addressed to my fellow panelist. Because overall figures that we have can mask those disparities. If we have overall figures without the disaggregation, we don't know who is being left behind. We don't know how people are being impacted differently. We don't know who is being reached and who is not reached. So on the question of addressing victim assistance from the international perspective, this disaggregated data will really provide us with important insights into where do we need to be investing more. Like, for example, if we know that girls are more impacted or boys are more impacted, this will impact how we deliver risk education, for example. In order to strengthen this disaggregation of data, it requires both a commitment, but it also requires technical support. And just as one example of disability disaggregated data, this is an area that often faces really significant challenges. And poor data can actually be counterproductive by presenting a misleading picture. So in order for us to have disability disaggregated data, we really need to have that technical support to be able to integrate the right tools into our data collection instruments, as well as to have the right training for enumerators, awareness for communities on why certain types of data are being collected. Thank you.